This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. We're going to get off of these Iran emails for a few and talk about, well, somebody leaking classified info on Delta Force. In fact, we're going to talk about standards. Democrats are out there laying their plans out as clear as possible. I continue to suffer from this chafing patch on my chest. All that, so much more coming up in the second hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And a reminder again that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed into jesse at jessekellyshow.com. FBI, this is from the Epic Times. FBI arrests former Army contractor for allegedly leaking top secret details about special forces to the media. A 40-year-old woman indicted by a federal grand jury charged with violating the Espionage Act. That's not good.
For 8 years, Courtney Williams worked in the Army's Delta Force at Fort Bragg, behind the scenes work to help maintain cover for one of the military's most secretive groups. But now she's being accused of leaking top secret information to a journalist that could have put soldiers' lives at risk.
This is all I'm going to say about this. A couple things. Because people are using this story to say a lot of things like, well, that's why you don't let women in Delta Force. Let me clarify some things. She was not in Delta Force. She was a contractor, all right? She was a contractor. The lesson here is not about women being in Delta Force. It's not the lesson. The lesson is that you have to discriminate, always. Discriminate when you hire. Discriminate after you hire. And the more critically important your institution is, whatever that institution may be, you have to discriminate more than everyone else. So, for instance, if you are Taco Bell, everybody knows they're probably going to get food poisoning there. We all understand it. We know it's rat meat. We all understand it. I know it every time I order Taco Bell. And I love Taco Bell. That's not an insult. You can afford. Let's skip the drug test. Just bring him in. He'll be fine. You can afford to do that. You can afford to. Do we need a background check? I mean, we know he just got out of prison. What's the big deal? If you're Taco Bell, you can afford to not discriminate. If you are, however, an anesthesiologist, I shouldn't have even attempted to do that word today or any other day. In fact, Chris, I'll never say that word again. One of those guys who puts people to sleep before surgery. See, that's better, Chris. There you go. Your assistants, the people who work with you, you have to discriminate. You have to know their credit score. I've been divorced 3 times. Sorry, not interested. I used to be hooked on heroin, but I cleaned up. Sorry. Clean up somewhere else. I finished in the bottom third of my class. Not interested. Goodbye. Delta Force deals with some of the most secretive stuff in the world. We have degraded the standards so badly in so many different parts of our government that we have these weak links everywhere. And it's practically a full-time job for the FBI to track all this stuff down now. Do you remember that Navy sailor not long ago of Chinese heritage? That he was now in prison for doing what? Surprise, surprise, giving critically important information to the Chinese. discriminate. Discriminate early, discriminate often. If you are you're a church and you're looking for somebody to work in the children's ministry, no. Background checks. Lots of them. If you sniff anything bad, gone immediately. Discriminate all the time. Jesse, I love your show. Oh, the subject of this one is Doomer. I love your show, but how many emails does Jewish producer Chris get calling you a doomer a day? Good Lord, remind me of that unit and the guy in every unit that says this sucks all the time. Keep up the good work, though. You make me laugh. Yeah, the last time I got called a doomer, I actually remember it. There were all kinds of people saying, you're being a doomer. Stop being such a doomer. Jesse, quit being a doomer. Remember? I remember what it was. It was like it was yesterday. Let me think back. It was, that's right. COVID came out, and I got word that the federal government was about to issue guidance that we should shut the economy down and stay home for 15 days. And I freaked out on the air, and I remember, you have it, Chris? Go ahead.
We're announcing new guidelines for every American to follow over the next 15 days. As we combat the virus, each and every one of us has a critical role to play in stopping the spread and transmission of the virus. We did this today. This was done by a lot of very talented people, some of whom are standing with me.
Remember what I said? I said these lockdowns will never end. I said these lockdowns will have catastrophic economic consequences. By the way, I saw a study out there today that you are, in fact, worth 25% or more less than you were back in 2021. Saw that. That was interesting. I said that these would have social consequences of isolating human beings from other human beings. I said you'd never, ever, 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 ever for any reason shut down your economy. I don't care how bad the virus is. You don't shut down your economy if nuclear weapons are in the air. You sure don't do it for the flu. I said this over and over and over again. I said Donald Trump was destroying the wonderful economy he'd built. I said he was going to hand power over to the communists. I said all these things, and day after day after day after day after day, I got doomer. Stop being a doomer. Why are you being a doomer? And all those things happen. Every single one of them. If you are looking for your mommy's show, where your mommy will sit down every day and tell you everything is perfect. Everything is perfect. Trump is perfect. Every decision is perfect. Life is perfect. There's nothing to be concerned about. You have come to the wrong freaking place. And while I'm on the subject, let me go ahead and lay this one out there right now. I watched Donald Trump be a wildly successful economic president his first term because he deregulated the economy and opened up the energy sector. And I was watching Donald Trump cruise to re-election, because every president who has a good economy cruises to re-election. And then I watched Donald Trump flush it all down the freaking toilet to shut down the country for 15 days for a chest cold. And so now, as we head into yet another election season, watching this happen before me is horrifying. There, I said it. I am horrified. Every single day, Iran this and Iran that, and what are we going to do about Iran? And Vice President J.D. Vance, why is J.D. Vance in Pakistan? He should be in Michigan telling working class people their manufacturing jobs are coming back. But we have to send him to Pakistan to try to negotiate a peace deal. I'm watching it all happen again. I'm watching it happen for the second time. The second time in two presidencies. Oh, what's the big deal? Well, you're going to think it's a big deal next year.
We must proceed towards the goal of removing Donald Trump from office, and we must do this now, and that has to be the Democratic agenda.
We need a Secretary of Reconciliation who will report directly to a president, not this president. And the job would be to reconcile our differences, and that reconciliation for me, I say this with no shame, no embarrassment, I am unapologetically black, and I say this, that would include reparations.
What will Democrats do if they win control of Congress in November, to hold Trump accountable next year?
Among the things that we must do, in my personal opinion, is that we must proceed to impeach the president.
Added to the long list of impeachable offenses, on top of all the just blatant corruption practiced by this president and his family. I mean, there's a reality here about whether or not an impeachment vote will actually get called. But on principle, do I think Donald Trump should be impeached? Absolutely.
It's like being involved in a 20-car pileup on the highway that wounded you severely, killed people, and then fast forward a few years later and you're cruising up the highway and you see the exact same scenario coming again and you're screaming, stop, freaking stop, why aren't we stopping? And here we are. Doomer, it's your daddy's show. Your mommy will powder your butt on every other radio show and tell you everything's fine. Not here. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. All right. Jesse, we continue to enjoy listening to your the Jesse Kelly Show on 1190 KEX. Today, Newsmax is reporting, quote, the U.S. to auto-register young men for the military draft this year. I saw all these panic headlines. Some of these headlines are just designed to freak you out. You're automatically registered for the draft anyway. None of this has changed. This is not some signal that World War III is coming and your son or daughter is going to be called up. Just don't freak out about this. What, Chris? Chris said it wasn't automatic before you had to go do it, but it was already required by law. Yet, no matter what, the United States government has the authority. You can agree or disagree with this. The United States government has the authority to call you up to draft you. They have done it multiple times before. This is part of being a citizen in the United States of America. I'm not saying I love it. I'm not saying I hate it. You know, dire situations may require people to go out to the front lines. In general, I don't like it because when you start drafting people, you end up drafting turds. And anyone who fought in Vietnam with those turds knew there was a danger there. You end up fighting with a bunch of heroin addicts and scumbags. But it's not uncommon. That is how nations have always operated. You can conscript people when leaders of your country decide to march the country off to war. It's always been that way. Hey, Jesse, in your Wednesday night show, you said we only had two options. I already laid those out. What about Trump doing what he said and blowing up every bridge and power plant in Iran? If they surround them with people, drop tear gas first. Or what about just those around Tehran where the leadership is? Okay, stop. Do you know why Donald Trump was desperate to not do that? Donald Trump made these public statements that everyone freaked out about. We're going to wipe out a civilization. We're going to wipe out every power plant and bridge and things like that. But people, of course, took that the wrong way. People took that as Donald Trump wanting to do that. Ah, this is a genocidal talk. I took it the way Donald Trump meant it. Donald Trump desperately did not want to have to do that. So he turned the volume up to 1,000, not in an effort to blow them up, in an effort to drag Iran to the negotiating table so he wouldn't have to. Now, why would he not want to do that? Let's say these negotiations fall through and he decides that that's the next step he's going to take. And they may, right? Look, that could happen tonight. By the time we get here tomorrow, that could be the case. Why would he not want to do that? Let's pause. Back to something we discussed last night. We have oftentimes mistakenly a World War II mentality in America. What do we do in World War II? We bombed entire populations into dust. Germany and Japan. Bombed them into dust. We dropped 100, we killed 100,000 people in Tokyo by burning them to death. People don't even know about that. Most people don't. We bombed civilizations. Because that's what we did in World War II. People want to do it again when we go to war with a country. So it sounds simple. It certainly sounds simple on the internet. After all, we did it before in World War II. Why don't we just go bomb the power plants, for instance, and bomb the bridges? All right. Not even saying we shouldn't. I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but you understand that means civilians will die in droves, right? And I'm not only talking about the civilians surrounding the power plant. Let's say we go with your plan and we put some tear gas out there so they flee. They would never flee far enough to avoid getting incinerated by our bombs. But setting that aside, even if they did. All right, all those people around the power plants fleed. Do you know one way to guarantee civil unrest in a society? Turn off the power. Do you know why it guarantees civil unrest? Because human beings in virtually every corner of the globe, outside of some, you know, Amazon backwater, they rely on power. Human beings have come to rely on having electricity somehow, some way. That we are used to that existence. If you all of a sudden like that, we're not talking about you going on a weekend camping trip. If you all of a sudden like that, you take that power away from entire civilizations, please don't think you would automatically have some wonderful civilian resistance rise up and just go remove only the bad people, then the good people will take over. Now, that may eventually happen somehow, some way, but you would have people butchering each other in the streets because society, all societies, we would do the same thing. It's not against the Iranians. All societies will devolve into chaos without power. Because without power, you don't have food. You don't have water. Your grandma, who's hooked up to a ventilator, is dying. You have to go. Societies will turn violent. Human beings will turn feral, is the best way I can describe it, very, very quickly if you turn the lights off. One of the great fears from national security experts is some big power using an EMP on us and just frying all the electricity because they think it would get ugly from there. Although Pure Talk's towers would probably still work. I don't want you to take that as gospel. I don't know whether or not Pure Talk's towers are EMP proofed. Probably not, but I choose to believe they are since Pure Talk hires Americans. I at least know that Pure Talk hires Americans who speak English. Stop giving your money to Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. Pure Talk is the patriotic cell phone company. Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. It takes 10 minutes on the phone to switch. #250, say Jesse Kelly. They'll charge you less. You can keep your phone. You can keep your number. Their CEO is a Vietnam veteran. Switch to Pure Talk today. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful, fantastic Thursday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, so get them in. Jesse, did you get your rowing machine yet? I got my rowing machine, and I just want to say in your face to everybody who said I would never use it, that I would hate it, I love it. I think it's fantastic. What, Chris? What? Chris said, I've had it for a month. It's still new toy territory. Chris, don't put down my workouts. Okay, that's one. Two, I find it to be extremely pleasant and relaxing. I got one of those ones where it has water in it. Like it has water up by the paddles. And so it is like you're actually rowing out there on the water. And I'll tell you this. Knee is holding up well? What, Chris? You don't think coxswain's row? I know, but I need to be able to relate to my rowing team, Chris. If I can't relate to what they're going to, how am I ever going to be the coxswain? That's all I have to say. Jesse, I have a non-political question. I think all of us are tired of the Kabuki theater from DC and legacy media. You mentioned this week one of your sons was putting together figurines while you two bonded watching a baseball game. Is he playing Warhammer 40K? It was an amazing tabletop strategy game I played as a kid. He is 100% playing Warhammer 40K. It's an amazing guess. I didn't understand what he... Okay, so doorbell rings. It's a couple weeks ago. And he had gotten some, was it birthday money? Christmas money? It was his Christmas money. He had gotten some Christmas money from his grandma, of course. And I go open the door and there's this pretty big box. It's pretty heavy. And I grab it and it's for Luke. And I'm thinking, what would he even order? What? And he comes down, he comes galloping downstairs and grabs it. And he goes taking off back upstairs. And I said, Luke, what is it? And he said, a game. And he takes off. And I'm sitting there. I go sit back down because I didn't think anything of it. And I thought, well, what kind of game would be in a box that size? And what kind of a game would be heavy? It's obviously not a video game. That would be a little CD. I've got to go see. And I go upstairs. And I open up his door. And this thing... I don't even want to know. I bet you he spent every dime of his Christmas money he had on this thing. He has to like put these things together. I think he has to paint them. Does he have to paint them, Chris? Or something? Yeah. And he loves it. I don't get it. All right, back to more of these things. Jesse, did you say that no one can win an air war without ground troops? Trump in his speech said that we sent planes to 7 different locations in Iran to confuse the Iranians where our pilot was. Yet we did not lose anyone, yet the Iranians lost many. Sounds like air power beat the ground troops. Okay, I'll put that aside. Just sending in a rescue operation to grab one man, and I'm so grateful we got him out, who has been downed. That is an entirely different thing than having to go, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it, penetrate underground locations, because they would all be underground locations, to grab all the nuclear equipment. It would just be, look, a large ground war would be nightmarish in a country that mountainous, in a country that size. And we know what dirtball terrorists they are over there. They would have every freaking thing booby-trapped. And Jesse, it's my opinion that Trump should wait for Iran to open the strait and then wait for people surrounding the power plants to move, then for whatever reason destroy what it has planned. All right, well, I appreciate your trickery, remember, there will be not just local considerations to blowing out power plants and bridges, what would happen to the poor civilians there who are under that tyrannical rule. There are also global implications to that as well. Remember the game that Trump has to try, the tightrope he has to walk here. Let's say he launches a military campaign. I'm very skeptical the ceasefire is going to continue. Let's say he launches a military campaign. The markets are going to negatively react to that. Now, maybe you're not big in the stock market or you don't check it. I never check mine. It's whatever. I just never check it. I just don't want to. I don't check it. But please remember that people who are retired or nearing retirement, for them, and maybe that's you, that number, meaning the amount of money they have invested, it's not a small thing. That number, it's their financial security for the rest of their lives. I am actually good friends with a guy. He and his wife just sent their last kid off to college. He's had a good job, solid job, not super rich, but a solid job for a long time, super frugal guy. He's invested, 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 and invested. And he is, I think, three, don't quote me on that, but I think 3 years away from retirement. And this is one of those guys, he's done all the calculations. The calculations are, if I continue to invest in this, I'm gaining 5, 10% a year. Then in 3 years, my wife and I, I'm not going to give out their name, my wife and I can live the way we've been living for the rest of our lives. He's not a big fancy guy, things like that. He does want to buy a boat. He wants to get a boat and live. And he's done all the calculations on that. And he has the date, 3 years. Well, if he wakes up tomorrow morning and the stock market's lost 10%, 15%, it may mean nothing to you, but 3 years just became 5 years for him. And that's somebody who hasn't retired yet. How many people listening to me right now are retired? They are on some sort of a fixed income, maybe retirement and Social Security, maybe just Social Security. And if prices go up, it's not nothing to them. It's world shattering to them. If the stock market goes down 10%, 15%, it may mean not much to you. It's world shattering to them. And there are lots of them. And Trump knows all this. I'm not telling you what he doesn't know. I'm telling you what he knows. If the bombs rain down, because screw Iran, if the bombs rain down, the market is not going to like it. The market is going to assume that the Strait of Hormuz is going to be closed for an extended period of time. The market is going to assume that all that Iranian oil, because it takes forever to build those plants back up, that all that Iranian oil is officially off the market for an extended period of time. The market itself, and I'm not even talking about the other downfield, you know, downstream considerations. The market itself is not going to like it. That's why you have headlines like this. Pump prices stay high despite the ceasefire deal. The market wants to know that this thing's going to work out. Maybe that's not important to you. I don't care. Kill them all and let God sort them out. Fine. It's not my job to tell you your values. I promise you, Trump cares. Trump understands what the stakes of this game
are. We must proceed towards the goal of removing Donald Trump from office, and we must do this now, and that has to be the Democratic agenda.
He understands the stakes. All right, little fraud talk. And amnesty. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. Okay, so before we get to fraud and protecting yourself in church and some other things, I thought we should check back in with our dirty traitors in the GOP. You know, the Maria Salazar types.
We give them dignity. At some point in the future, another legislator will write another law to give them paths to citizenship. Right now.
Of course. I've been really hard on Maria Salazar, but I should not ignore Mike Lawler, GOP congressman from New York, if you don't know who he is. Laura Ingraham had him on her show last night, and, well, I just want you to listen to these dirty traitors.
But the bottom line is all of that
would
have to be
reviewed. How about multiple DUIs?
And it should be.
How about multiple DUIs, Congressman?
That should be included. That should. I have been arguing for years that DWI should be included.
Yeah.
I had a case last 2 years ago in my district where a illegal immigrant.
Well, it should be in there. The people with DUIs should be included. Laura read the bill. Yeah, but they're not. You can come over here, sneak across our border, get hammered, get yourself a couple DUIs. The GOP congressman doesn't think you should be deported for that. Here's some more of it.
Criminal aliens 100% should be removed from this country, period. And the bill provides for that. I don't want anyone getting a waiver. I don't want anyone getting a free pass.
It's in the legislation.
If you have committed
a crime.
Have you
read the legislation?
If you have committed a crime. Yes, I have, Laura. If you have committed a crime,
okay,
you should be removed from the country, period. Number two, what we are trying to do is say, if you have been in the country for more than 5 years, in other words, If you came here during Joe Biden's administration, you don't qualify.
How do you determine that?
You don't qualify under this legislation.
All of this sounds great. How does an immigration officer determine, millions and millions of people, determine continuous presence and tell me the considerations they take into account to determine that?
Well, look, if they cannot prove that, if they cannot prove continuous presence, they wouldn't qualify for this. You have to be able to show to meet
but
the qualifications of the program.
I just asked you a question. How do you determine it?
You have to be able to meet the qualifications of the program, and that means
what
the Department of Homeland Security is going to they are going to make the determination as they always have. What the Democrats will
It's a brilliant line of questioning, and she deserves credit for it. The truth is, he doesn't know. He probably hasn't even read the bill. He doesn't even care. And the truth is, these swampy GOP types, they get thousands, millions of dollars in donations from large GOP corporate interests, oftentimes the Chamber of Commerce, to make sure cheap labor continues to flow into this country. Foreign slave labor. And then once they get them here, they want to keep them here. And it's bad enough that we have to sit and fight the communists on this stuff all day, every day. But when you wake up and find out it's actually the Republican Party knifing you in the back, it gets a little bit disheartening. And I wanted to touch on this disheartening portion of this again. We touched on it a little bit last night. You and I are going to have a heavy burden to carry going into November. Our burden is going to be motivating people to go out and vote against Democrats. We are going to have a very, very difficult time matching their motivation. Every single registered Democrat in the country is going to pour into the voting booths and vote against Republicans. All right? We can't do anything about that. What we can control is our own motivation. And right now, our side lacks it. We see the results of that in all these special elections. Why are we losing all these special elections? Are all of our candidates terrible? Are we not raising money? Are we running bad races? No. We're losing all these special elections because we are simply not motivated right now. We are in power, and then there are other things that are disheartening the right. And they are uniquely motivated because they're dying for another opportunity to hurt us, to imprison us, kill us, do all the things communists do. They are extra motivated. So it's going to fall on you and it's going to fall on me to drag, maybe kicking and screaming, our normie neighbors to the polls to vote against Democrats. And not only are we going to have to drag them, here's what sucks. We're going to have to explain why. And I ran into this last weekend. I don't have to go into many details for you, but a buddy of mine hates Democrats, by the way, hates them. But he says, I'm not even voting in this next election. And I said, why? Well, he runs a big rig. Cost of diesel's killing him. He's mad about it. He's blaming Trump. Okay, so I had to sit down and I talked to him. And I had to explain to him, it took 10 minutes. I had to explain to him, I understand, you're mad about this, you're mad about that, I got all that. But you understand what they're going to do if they come back to power. And by the time we were done, I'm not going to say I got him back in. After 10 minutes or so, I got him to this place. Well, all right, I might vote. I haven't decided yet. Now, that's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of work when the GOP joins with Democrats to promote an amnesty bill. And I don't hear Mike Johnson. I don't hear the John Thunes of the world. I don't hear them coming out shooting it down right away, saying not a chance. That is the kind of thing that demoralizes our side to an amazing level. Now, I told you I haven't slept, so I'm not sure I'm doing this yet, but I'll tell you a thought that went through my head. Maria Salazar, you know this one here?
We give them dignity at some point.
I know she's got a primary coming up, stuff like that. I might donate to her Democrat opponent if she wins that primary. That's how angry I am. Well, how could I do something like that? At least Democrats are honest enough to declare themselves to be my enemy. They have announced they are my enemy. They want to kill me, destroy me anyway. I am considering donating money to make sure that woman is punished at the ballot box and loses her seat in Congress. That's how much of a betrayal I think it is that 20, we're not talking one rogue person, 20 members of the GOP House of Representatives in a year where you and I are going to have to motivate people to get to the polls, 20 of them are out there trying to pass an amnesty bill. Giving us an uphill battle. All right, we have an hour. Talk fraud, church security, raising a child. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.